This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's our goal and our mission, ladies and gentlemen. After all, it's our money, it's our resources, our talent. Why not? Let's make the most out of it and let it roll and get this country not only great again, but even greater. You know, today, Scott, today is Customer Strong Day. I mean, is that because of all the Black Friday contention and Small Business Saturday and, you know, Cyber Monday or something like that, that everybody that was dealing with customers just said, okay, we're going to have one day be that the customer is wrong day?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know who came up with that idea, but because obviously somebody that didn't believe in that, what was it, the 13th commandment, that the customer is always right.
Finding all those, what day it is and everything makes me realize that we have far too many days.
I think so. I think so. Well, and then also we're reminded that today is Leftovers Day. For those of you that have been holding on to that last piece of turkey or stuffing from Thanksgiving, throw it out. Get rid of it.
Nope, okay. Mine's all gone.
It didn't have a chance. It just didn't have a chance. And so, you know, there's just some of the things. Also, it's Women Wednesday. What's the difference between Women's Wednesday and Monday, Tuesday, Thursday? Can I ask that? Or did I ask that? Or
am I wrong question, that? Bill.
Oh, wrong question. Once again, I'm going where fools fear to tread. But speaking of which, speaking of fools, I guess only some of us may think that way if you're cynical. Is this whole issue of tax reform. What are we going to do to get everybody to go to yes? Well, listen to what Senator Daines had to say about that.
So now the second Republican to come out against the Senate tax bill, Montana Senator Steve Daines. Talk to me a little bit about what would get you to a yes. You just heard from Ron Johnson, who basically said, well, the president sort of promised to me that he's going to fix this in terms of pass-throughs and getting the rate for pass-throughs, small businesses in this country, that they deserve. Would you be on board if that's the case?
Well, I think we cannot forget the historic perspective that needs to be brought to this discussion. 31 years ago was the last time when President Reagan led the charge for historic tax reform and tax cuts. This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity. This is a chance for us to get the economy going again. We've already got consumer confidence at a 17-year high last month. And we're seeing the stock markets continue to set records in anticipation, in great part, of what we're going to do here on Capitol Hill as it relates to tax cuts. It's been a very productive day. The president did a great job today coming to the Hill. It's just nice to have a president who comes here regularly, often. The vice president comes often as well, direct engagement with the executive branch to talk about what it's going to take here to get the United States Senate on board and to pass these tax cuts. We moved a long ways today. I've been in active discussions with the Finance Committee, with our leadership, with the White House. And I can tell you, I think there's a lot of optimism right now. We're going to be able to put together a package here that's going to get enough votes to pass
the United States Senate. You don't sound to me like someone who wants to vote no. You sound like you want to vote yes.
We've made a lot of progress today. My concern was we need to make sure we fight for the Main Street businesses. The corporations.
Did you get the assurance that you need today from the president that he's going to do that? I mean, he's a business guy, and you know, clearly he understands that the majority of employers across this whole country are in the category that you're talking about.
It is. Well, that's the point. 55% of the private sector jobs are in these Main Street businesses. 4 to 5 manufacturing companies in America today are these Main Street businesses. Right. Two-thirds of the job growth have come from these Main Street businesses, also called pass-throughs. So the president understands that. He's supporting. We're trying to take this. Details this afternoon and tonight. I think we're getting close. Hopefully we can close this deal tomorrow.
Would you say you're leaning in?
Well, I'm pretty optimistic about all this. I don't know about you, that they will get the job done. They're getting closer here, and I think they understand some things, and certainly this is right in the wheelhouse, I would say, of this president, who, though some would deny that he isn't, I don't know how, but they still do. I had some interesting conversations recently that opened up my consciousness to that possibility that people do not see Donald Trump as a business president. But he, I see that he is. I see that he's business centric. And this is why we're on a pro-growth trajectory here. And may it be so at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Ted Hayes is joining us, a member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network's National Advisory Council, longtime Los Angeles area activist known for his work on issues such as civil rights, homelessness, and immigration. He's also run for public office on several occasions. I will tell you, I have known of Ted Hayes, having been born and raised in Southern California and worked in L.A. Ted Hayes is a name of infamy and one that represents service to the community, and it's always an honor to be talking with Ted Hayes. Ted, how you doing?
Good morning, sir. This is the infamous Ted Hayes.
Yes, the infamous, yes. The one, the only... Well,
yes,
I'll tell you, well, I've just, I've always appreciated your heart, Ted, towards, your fellow man and toward uniting our country, when we find ourselves in the midst of, a lot of scandals right now. But I tell people, don't panic. I think this is a good thing that we're, you know, dealing with some of these issues, these moral issues, that if we're going to, deal with. I mean, they all come out of the same root, don't they?
Yes, I believe so. As a civil rights activist. Oh, by the way, before we get started here, can I just give a quick shout out to the Project 21?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's who I'm working with, and our website is project21.org, and you guys should please go there and see the fine work that this organization has put together, allowing black men and women in this country who have values and opinions other than the leftist values. They allow us a chance to speak out. Like, that's why I'm here today with you, Bill, and you're
exactly
listening because of Project 21. So project21.org.
And Project 21, for just a moment. Wait a minute, Ted, hang on just a minute here. I want to pause a little bit more because we don't do that enough regarding Project 21 and all the good work that they have done over the years. They have a rich history. I mean, this has not been something they decided to do a couple of weeks ago, right?
No, this has been around since the 1990s. And, you know, and it's growing. And right now, the organization and the leadership is we're making some changes. And we're getting a bit more activist-oriented, more on the offense. Instead of waiting for something to happen, then we comment about it. We're putting ourselves together in a body politic where we're going to start causing the leftists and the opponents of our country to react to us. Activists, we cause things to happen. We don't react. We cause. And it's our strategy to take over the national narrative on race and civil rights and homelessness and those kinds of things. So, yeah, Project 21 is a great organization.
Exactly. And it's about time, Ted. As you know, for so long, the left has hijacked the whole narrative. And, and it would be okay if at the end of the day you said, hey, look, there's been some positive movement here. But if anything, it is probably it's helped a few of its leaders. I'm talking about those on the left. But downstream, you know, they're going, wait a minute, what about us? I mean, you've generated a lot of money for your personal organization, for your own personal agenda items, but it's not coming down to the local level.
See, I see what's going on is that behind the Democratic Party, which has always been anti-American, they're the ones, remember, folks, if you do your research, I'm not being biased, but this is a historical fact. The Democratic Party is probably the most racist political entity in the history of the world, along with the Nazis. Because I say that because it was the Democratic Party who held black people as chattel slaves, living human property for 245 years until the Republican Party came into existence in 1854 and 1856 to put an end to it. It was the Democratic Party who created the Jim Crow laws. It was the Democratic Party who created the Ku Klux Klan that's caused black people so much trouble to this very day. So they're there, but they've been taken over by the leftist socialist movement, and they're driving the Democrats. And, of course, the Democrats are driving the black African-American so-called leaders. And most of those guys, I believe, in my opinion, don't even have a clue as to what they're talking about. They're basically helping the Democratic Party put nooses around black people's neck in this country. And the socialists know that if black people are rendered inconsequentially politically in this country, that would be the end of the republic. So the socialists, they have studied this very well, and they're handling this very well. Unfortunately, we who claim to be American patriots and Republicans, we're not doing our job.
That's right.
Where the problem is. We're not doing being the guardian of the nation that we should be. We can't blame the wolf for being the wolf. We must be the shepherds to stop the wolf.
And we've got to be smart enough to be discerning and educated enough to discern what's happening. See, Ted, what happened in 1964 under Lyndon Baines Johnson, Lyndon Baines Johnson basically was allowed to rewrite history a bit and give the persona that the Democrats were for black people, and they were writing some injustice. But all they basically did was rewrite a law that if they only followed the law that was in place,
exactly,
it was unnecessary to do what he did in 64. But he got all this, you know, this great credit from it. And he knew that because he told the Democrats, he said, look, if you'll go along with me, we will have, in his words, he used a different word, but he said that we will have the blacks voting Democrat for the next 100 years.
Yes, and Malcolm X, and I know a lot of people don't like Malcolm X, particularly the first half of his work, his public work was, you know, he was kind of crazy there. But in the second portion of his work, Malcolm X, he basically told people, he said, in 1963, when Martin Luther King, whom I loved dearly, and John Lewis and Roy Wilkins and the Negro leadership at that time, when Malcolm recognized that they were hanging out with John F. Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson, the Democrats, the former slave masters, the Jim Crow creators, the Ku Klux Klan originators, he said, Martin, what are you guys doing? What are you hanging out with these guys for? He said, these are the ones who caused us all the trouble. George Wallace and Lester Maddox and all those guys. They're the Democrats. He says, you've had the wool pulled over your eyes. You've been hoodwinked. You've been bamboozled. And 50-some years later, Malcolm X was absolutely right about that.
Right.
Look at the black community today. Mm-hmm. We have been devastated. Our families are devastated. Our men are filling prisons. Our men are killing one another.
Mm-hmm.
We're lacking in education. We have black leaders. We have 43 black elected congressmen and women. What's going on?
Exactly.
Look at our community.
Yeah, and look at the sons that are without fathers, Ted. Look at the sons without fathers in the black community.
I believe whoever put together those socialist policies that the Negro leadership embraced in 1964 and 65, they were social engineers. They knew, I believe, exactly what they were doing when they hit us with welfare, because it drove the black man out of his home. We got to remember something, folks out there. We were a working class people, black folks were,
exactly,
until 1964. And we have gone downhill ever since then. And you know what, though? As much as I want to talk about the Democrats and socialists, again, I've got to say the Republicans have stood here, and they've watched this thing go down, and
exactly,
they have not opened their mouth. To this day, the Republicans are silent. If the Republicans would just stand up, and I'm calling on Donald Trump to stand up as president of the United States, a Republican president, and give a historical recital of the history of the Democratic Party and Republican Party with black people.
Well,
young people in this country need to know the truth.
Exactly.
And I think that they understand that the Democratic Party is the most racist entity in the history of the world. They will leave that party. They not become Republicans, maybe not, but they will leave that party.
Well, Ted Hayes, we got to go to break. Stay with us. More from Ted after this. Stay with us, America. 15 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. We are live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey! Merry Christmas, Mr. Pollard!
Happy New Year to you! In jail!
Go on home, they're waiting for you.
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
Time for the announcement.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're proud to say Merry Christmas here. Can't wait, huh? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Ted Hayes, Project 21 member, is with us. Ted, if I'm hearing you correctly, this is what I see happening, and I think that you're calling all black men, and I would say black, brown, any color, those that have bought into the lie of the political process that said that they are they're in charge, and that your family doesn't need a daddy. Well, let me tell you, for those of you that have somehow felt like you've surrendered your position of authority, you need to understand and get a hold of this, and that is that your position of authority comes from God himself. It doesn't come from the government. And so if you surrendered it, the good news is that you can reclaim it. And, Ted, I think that's what I hear you saying, is you're telling men of all color, get back to where you belong in that position of authority in your family. And it's not, you know, get back and then become a Republican or whatever. This isn't a political thing. This is a personal thing. This is above politics. This is about your children, your legacy, your family, the things that even I got to imagine, because I know in the Hispanic community, Ted, our grandparents rule. And if there are things that are out of order, they kind of look at you, especially grandmothers, the abuelas. You know, they look at you, they give you that eye, that little stink eye first, and that's kind of the first warning, you know, that you're being an idiot. And if that doesn't work.
My mom, all she has to do is have to look at me a certain way. You know, we're not even allowed to roll our eyes.
No, exactly. Exactly.
You cannot do that.
Yeah, in the Hispanic community, that if you didn't get the stink eye, then what came up next was she would remove a chancla, a house slipper, you know, and that come flying at you, just to make sure that, you know, she had your attention.
We had discipline going, but now, you know, a child can sue their parents if you do something like that.
Yeah,
you can go to jail for that. You can call it child abuse.
I'll tell you what, we need to have some chunkless fly, though.
This was sneaked into us by the leftists, and the Democrats opened that door and allowed them into the country.
Well, again, Ted, I think if I'm hearing you correctly, and I'm with you on this, is we need to reclaim our position of authority. Just because they said that was the case, hey, look, we got to straighten these things out, because look what they've created as a result of their policies. You know, we've got a lost generation. We've got children who are fatherless. We have fathers who are childless that, both entities need one another. Fathers need to be fathers, and children need to be, they need to have their dads. This is critical to our society, and it's critical if we're going to get this country back on track, isn't it?
Well, Bill, you know, one of the reasons why I'm on your broadcast today is because of this article that came out a couple of weeks ago by this Cardoza law professor at the New York Hebrew University, Professor Eko Nyakana. Mm-hmm. He wrote a very hateful piece. As a father, he was saying, as a father to his what he calls his black children. By the way, his wife is white, so his children are half black and half white, like my own. But he said that he's teaching his children that you cannot trust white people. So half of his own children, he's telling them that he can't trust that part. Right. Not because of anything bad, but because they're white. Essentially, and he's saying because of white people's long history of racism against people of color and black people and this, that, and the other, you cannot trust white people. Of course, you can do business, you can go out and have a beer with them, but you really can't be friends. And basically what he's saying that white people, or people with white skin, are genetically inferior to people with darker skin, which is the same old rhetoric, but on the opposite side of what the KKK and the white supremacists say, that your dark skin renders you inferior, just your dark skin alone, not your merit, your dark skin. And so I wrote an article, Project 221, put it together for me, and we got it into the Daily Caller, and I said to him that in the article that basically what you're doing is you're creating more distrust and more racism, and that white people, if you want to talk about the history of white people, yes, whites have done some bad things, and they admit it. At least American white people admit what they've done wrong. Mm-hmm. But white people have done some very wonderful things in this country and the world. And if American white people, particularly white men, are such racist, why are people of color, so-called, coming here from around the world legally and illegally? Right. The last time I heard, in Nazi Germany, Jews were not trying to get into Nazi Germany. They were trying to get away from Nazi Germany.
Exactly.
But they're coming here, Bill, because they recognize that their own colored men and their own country have failed to build their country, so they're going to come to the country where the white men have built the country, and they want to come here and then tell the white man what America is and is not. And exactly. And I'm saying to white people in this country, people with lighter skin, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop the guilt trip.
Right.
Recognize that you are the ones who lost 740,000 innocent young white boys and men in the Civil War.
Exactly. That was going to be my next point is how can you claim that when you've got so many white people dying for the sake of in the Civil War for blacks' freedom?
And during the Civil Rights Movement, many white people perished giving their lives for us. And see, and this man, either this professor, either he is ignorant, or he is paid to stir stuff up, or he is brilliantly saying things that's causing this discussion to arise in the country so that, as you said in the beginning of your commentary of the broadcast, that you know what, all these dark things around us, those are actually opportunities for the light in us as
yes.
stars to
exactly.
shine now. And
mm-hmm.
for finally, after 240-some years of this country's existence, we can finally now fully have that revolution that Thomas Jefferson talked about. Not a violent revolution, but a revolution in the way we see ourselves in our country to really begin to fulfill the dream of our founding fathers.
I don't know if we can convince, this is a learned man too, Ted. This is what stopped me in my tracks is that this wasn't some knucklehead on a street corner with a theory.
Oh, yeah.
This is an experienced, learned man with this kind of philosophy. I don't know that I can change his mind, but it makes me sad to think of this is what he's passing on to his kids. It doesn't put us on a trajectory to solve the problem when you have, I believe, a majority of Americans saying, why can't we get along?
The American people, white and black, want to work this out. Look, the socialist gen Confederate iconoclasm that we have been seeing, if you notice in the news in the reports, this is between white people. Very few blacks were out there tearing down the statues because we recognize what that means even to us. Mm-hmm. So this was something caused by the socialists. And I think that where this guy is coming from is he is basically socialists are driven.
Mm-hmm.
For example, he says, well, I tell my sons that I'm afraid for them to be killed by a white police officer. Wait a minute. I don't know if he lives in a black community. I don't think he does. Mm-hmm. But if his children were in a all-black neighborhood, the chances of him being injured or murdered by a black kid is far greater than being murdered by a white cop or a racist Ku Klux Klan white supremacist. And the
right.
facts bear that out because we holler at white people and brown people, red and yellow people, and other human beings, Black Lives Matter, but look at what we're doing.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe Black Lives Matter to you guys, but it doesn't matter to us. Issue.
Yeah, not when you have the abortion rate as high as it is in black communities and black-on-black shootings, just citing Chicago alone. Take a look at those numbers.
Yes, sir. So, you know, it's this is where I'm coming from. And I hope in the future, Bill, I can come back on your broadcast. And we can
always
focus
welcome.
On the ammunition that I have discovered, the moral as well as legal ammunition that I discovered that can help us get our country back on its track. And one of the things I'm focusing on is our citizenship. The American
exactly.
people, period, do not really understand, therefore do not appreciate their citizenship. And black people, we think that we're black people. We think that we're African Americans, but in actuality, according to the Constitution, the 14th Amendment, we are United States citizens.
Amen. Amen.
When we get to understand what that means by the Civil Rights Act of 1866, the progenitor of the 14th Amendment, that is when we will come into our right mind, not only as a people, but as a nation, white, black, brown, red, or yellow, because the Republican Party was about elevating human beings.
Tip of the day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow. Perhaps where you live, rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Heart disease, if on the rise, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Live. We're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is the season. Merry Christmas to you. I am Bill Martinez, and we're going to be talking about fiscal responsibility in light of, a looming crisis that, could possibly shut down our government. And, of course, we're talking money. We're looking at already $20 trillion in debt. Tax reform, massive tax reform, like we haven't seen in, some 30-some years. Let's talk about some fiscal responsibility. Why not? Well, John Tamney is with us, the director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. And I want to read word for word from his recent op-ed in Real Clear Markets. He says, as for the debt ceiling opportunity, it's hopefully that U.S. voters wake up to the truth that all government spending, whether taxed away or borrowed, is deficit spending. Now, I want to let that sink in for just a moment because a lot of people don't understand it. I mean, it's kind of interesting. You know, we understand it in our own individual homes, but when it gets to the government, somehow we have that concept of, what some people would say is that, look, I can't be out of money. I still have checks. You know, if I still have checks, I must still have money. But as John points out, you know, you've got to get connected with the idea of deficit spending. Now, Congress is spending our money always. If the latter can be heard above all the hysteria spewed by academics, politicians, and pundits, maybe voters will realize that the answer isn't so much to increase or shrink the debt ceiling as it is to shrink federal spending in total and without regard to debt or surplus. John Tamney, good to have you with us and your perspective right here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Great to be here. Thanks
for
having me on.
Well, you laid this out very simply. It's do we have enough ears to hear? They've been rattled from time to time. I say the Main Street forgotten man and woman and citizens saying, you know, we can't continue business as usual on the Beltway and spending like drunken sailors. No offense to drunken sailors.
Well, you know, I think the mistake our side has been making for years has been in talking about the deficits. Let's never forget that government has no resources. It can only spend insofar as it extracts resources. It can tax them or it can borrow them. Mm-hmm. And so in focusing on deficits, we've created the perception that the federal government has a revenue problem. No. It has a spending problem. Every dollar the federal government spends is an extra bit of control it has over the U.S. economy. It doesn't stare lovingly at those dollars. It buys up tractors, trucks, computers, desk chairs, buildings, most crucially of all, humans. Mm-hmm. And so it controls the economy more. And so what would we prefer? Would we prefer an annual balanced budget of $4 trillion or an annual budget of $1 trillion where $500 billion of it's in deficit? Well, I would take the deficit spending any day of the week. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're taking it either way. At least when it's deficit, they're paying us for the right to waste the money. Mm-hmm. It's not as though you get small government with a balanced budget. We're the most productive country on earth. And so the focus should be on shrinking the dollars that the federal government spends. Who cares how they get it? It's all taken from us.
Right. Well, John, I've questioned from day one. Let's get back to the basics and decide how big a government do we want and can we afford? Understanding, even before that, is what's the expectation of our government? It keeps expanding. The bureaucracy is like the blob. It just keeps on, you know, going unhindered and spreading out. And as that growth, expands and progresses, it demands more from we the people. I mean, in a sense, it's kind of a reversed type of operation which governments have done in the history of governments, and that is that they suck the local people dry, and when they do that, then they start becoming imperialist, and they go and drain other countries, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, here's the problem, and it's counterintuitive, but of course we can afford the spending. We're the richest country on earth. Is it any surprise that the U.S. has got more debt than any other country? Well, of course not. Mm-hmm. Investors line up to lend to a country that is backed by the most productive, innovative people on earth. And so it gets back to your point. Let's talk about the spending. Let's talk about what we need from the federal government. The Constitution is very explicit that the federal government should have very few and very well-defined powers. Okay, so if the federal government lives within the limits of the Constitution, most of what it does, it would no longer do. Mm-hmm. And that's what's important. There will always be money for the federal government to waste. We're not Greece. We'll never be Greece. Mm-hmm. But what a shame. Think about how much more prosperous we could be, we would be, if instead of spending all this money, the federal government were leaving it with the people so that it could be directed to a future Microsoft or Intel or Amazon. What have we lost? What are the cancer cures? What are the innovations that would make the internet seem kind of dated that we've never seen as the federal government is wasting so much of the wealth we produce?
Exactly. Or a cure for cancer.
Absolutely. Think about that. Mm-hmm. It used to be that yellow fever killed you. It used to be that pneumonia was the biggest killer on earth, mm-hmm. but scientific advances wiped them away. John D. Rockefeller, the richest American, the richest person ever, could not save his grandchild from yellow fever. Well, now we don't even think about it.
Exactly.
Well, why would cancer be any different? Mm-hmm. The only barrier to a full cancer cure is a lack of experimentation. Well, experimentation costs money. And so imagine all these years the Fed's spending trillions of dollars, Republicans and Democrats. They're no different. You put them in power, they waste the wealth that we've created. Think what we've lost there. Think of the unseen because the size of government. So when people focus on deficits, what a waste of time. We're handing the argument to the left that we have a revenue problem. The focus should always be on how many dollars the federal government is spending.
Well, John, I appreciate you sounding the alarm and bringing this to light to the voters of America. I mean, this is really important, and the people need to really understand, you know, this point. You know, with all the talk and tax reform and the moving parts, and things can be so confusing. I mean, it's almost as confusing as the Affordable Care Act. I was talking to a doctor yesterday, and he was bragging about how he had read every page of the Affordable Care Act, you know, 2,800 pages. And I just said, well, I got to tell you, I was five pages into it, and my left side of my brain exploded. It was so convoluted. He goes, yeah, it was arduous. There was no doubt about it. It was very painful to go through it. But he says he was bound and determined to finish it. But I dare to question how much comprehension he got from reading it, because it's so doggone confusing.
Yeah, I mean, the mistake isn't even trying to read it. And I think this is another side that our side makes. We talk about repealing Obamacare and replacing it. Oh, really? So what would the Republicans replace a bad central planning idea with?
Right.
Do the Republicans have a plan for cell phones? Because I've got a cell phone in my hand that 10, 12 years ago would have cost millions, so advanced is it, that it cost a few hundred dollars. So is that because government devised a plan to make cell phones, say, good and affordable? No, the markets did that.
Yeah, exactly.
And so Republicans need to stop talking about what they would do and say, you know, we don't know. But we know that the people, as the years go by, have access to more and more goods and services at cheaper and cheaper prices. We don't know why Americans have cell phones, shoes, and socks, and the world's productive fighting to serve their needs, but they do. And they need to say, why would healthcare be any different? And the answer should be, we have no solution. We'll let the market solve.
Exactly. I mean, to go back to central planning and try to come up with another central plan delivered idea is absolutely ludicrous. And this is why it's all bogged down, John, I believe. John Tamney, director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. John, where can they go for more information and stay on top of all the great work you're doing?
Well, you can go to freedomworks.org. You can also go to realclearmarkets.com and find all my work there. You can also Google me, but it's all very basic, and I really appreciate you giving me the chance to talk about it.
Well, thanks for coming on the show, John. Have a great day. This is Bill Martinez, 18 before the top of the hour.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government-assisted programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I remember when people used to say things like Merry Christmas to each other. Everybody said Merry Christmas! Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Lowenstein! You know why? Because it wasn't about a religion. It was about something as a culture we thought was so valuable that we'd all do it together, even if I disagreed with the religion behind it, because it was good for all of us instead of just me. But what do people say now? Happy Holidays. I just say happy holidays because I don't want to say Christmas because you don't believe in Christmas because I don't want to offend you.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
It's all Christmas.
Bill Martinez live.
Oh, yes, it's Christmas with a capital C. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, it is Cooler Talk time. It is what we look forward to every week when Andrea Kay joins us. Yes, media sensation, TV, radio personality. Hey, Miss AK, how you doing?
Well, I'm awesome, thank you. I love that that little comedy sketch. I'm not who that was actually talking about Merry Christmas versus Happy Holidays.
Oh, my.
I love it.
Say again, Scott. Go ahead and come on and open up.
I think it's Sam Kennison, isn't it?
Yeah, no, not Sam Kennison. No, and I should know because we played the heck out of it and featured it like crazy last year, but it's always fun to revisit. But, you know, this is the comedy of, you know, when you've got an uptight society. But, you know, it looks like we're moving away from it. Although, you know, the businesses, I feel sorry, especially for the young kids, because the young kids, you know, you say Merry Christmas and they want to say Merry Christmas. That's their instinct. But then, you know, you can sense the corporate pressure coming in and they have to respond Happy Holidays, you know. And but like you say, is that if somebody says something to you, you know, to me, you mirror it. If they say Merry Christmas, you know that they're not offended by it because, doggone it, that's what this is all about. I mean, you can try and hijack it, but as far as me and my household are concerned, it's still Merry Christmas.
Well, right. Well, and it's also with the retail thing, it's kind of a head-scratcher because it's like, how – but then again, so is liberalism in general. You know, the hypocrisy and the nonsensicalness, if I can make up a word, of it. It's like you're having sales – and you've got wreaths up in your stores, and you've got red and green, which are classic Christmas colors, and you're selling items to people that are going to be wrapped and put under a Christmas tree, but you won't say Merry Christmas? I mean, come on!
Yes, yes, yes.
It's like ridiculous, but yeah, right. You can see the wheels turning in their heads when you say Merry Christmas to them. But at least people are saying, and I don't know if you saw, by the way, people are going back to saying Merry Christmas far more than they were a few years ago.
Exactly.
But guess what card went out this December from the White House, and guess what it said?
Merry Christmas.
It said Merry Christmas.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and the president said he was going to say, you know, we're going to say Merry Christmas in America once again. It was the Go Fish guys, and my brain is stuck on it. But that's who, and it's a great routine, and it makes you smile, you know, because it puts it all into light. You know, the thing I also find comical is how many Jewish singers sing about Jesus at Christmas.
Yeah, I also know, you know, I was friends with a lot of Jewish people in New Orleans. People don't realize
Yalans,
the Jewish
in
community.
Yalans.
Yeah, the huge
Yalans.
Jewish community, and I was proud to say that I was known as the Shiksa of New Orleans.
the hot Shiksa. Oh, can I say that, or is that harassment?
Oh, please go right ahead, baby.
Okay, I'm telling you, it's
all my friends celebrated Christmas. I thought this is awesome. Because they're enjoying the traditions of Christmas, and they're getting those gifts, and then they're also getting 8 days worth of gifts as they celebrate.
You get a bonus.
So my Jewish friends knew how to do it in New Orleans.
Exactly. Well, they know when it comes to gift giving, especially the women. The women understand this, and there's no harassment in that. They just said, hey, look, if we're going to open up the gifts and I can get another day, I'm going to get 8 days plus 1 day. Hey, I mean, and even the Christians, they're opening it up, too, because they go, well, we get Christmas Eve, and then you get Christmas Day, so you kind of stretch it over a couple of days. And bingo, bango. I mean, for the Jews, they got 10 days of Christmas gift giving. And why not? I mean, goodwill, peace to all. What a sentiment for the holiday. You know, how can we reject that?
Yeah, well, you know, at its heart, liberalism is so cynical. It's so negative. It's so joyless. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they can't even accept. It's like the riff was in that routine. It was like, you know, it used to be you would say, even if you didn't like the religion behind it, you could at least recognize that it's a joyful time and it's a time that's fun and it's an American tradition. But it's like these you know, there's these NFL players, still there's a reason why they're taking a knee at that particular moment. They say it doesn't have anything to do with the anthem or the flag, but it's about destroying our traditions.
Exactly.
And, you know, and it's because they just are so negative in their heart and so anti-American, and Americans are pushing back. Even if you don't even understand or share the religion of Christmas, it's a tradition that Americans said a few years ago, we are going to celebrate this. You're not going to take this away from us. Just like Americans, you look at what's happening with the ratings in the NFL and how empty those stadiums are. The Americans are saying, pushing back, and saying, we're going to take our traditions back in this country, and that's in large part why President Trump was elected.
Well, you know, like you and I were talking about before we went on the air, I think this is all opportune for us. And I say for us, I think for people who are reasonable, good intentioned, this is a time for us to reconsider, you know, okay, why is the American flag important to us? Why are these traditions important to us? Are they worth fighting for? Are we just going to go along to get along and let these liberals, you know, run our lives? I mean, because they've got such, you know, such a great track record. I mean, right behind all this liberal thought is just all kinds of joy and happiness, right?
Right.
He says kiddingly.
You know, yeah. It's like if you're so miserable and you hate Christmas so much, then just don't celebrate it. It's like, you know, it's the same thing. If you don't like guns, you don't want a gun in your home, just don't own a gun. Why you got to take mine away from me? If you hate this country so much, go live somewhere else.
Right.
But it's like misery loves company. It's like they don't want to let Americans who love this country and who love our traditions, they don't want to allow us to celebrate it. It's so tyrannical. It's so oppressive. You know,
It was like you say, look, if you don't want to participate in Halloween, turn your lights off, don't buy candy, and the kids aren't going to stop and knock on your door, okay?
Right.
But you can't insist that the entire neighborhood go black just because, and I say go black, and turn lights off and not buy candy just because that's your sentiment.
Yeah, and, you know, it's gotten crazy, and the Americans recognized a few years ago how absolutely crazy it's gotten. There is a return. It's now cool again. It's hip again to love your country. It's not bigoted. You're not racist if you love this country. You're not racist or bigoted if you love Christmas and if you love all of its traditions and you want to celebrate America.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And the good news is we didn't need another 9/11 to get this way. I think, again, to your point, we're starting to reconnect with these values that we're realizing, you know, are meaningful, that they do have evidence, I mean, and supportive evidence to say, look, at the happiest times of my life at Christmas time was when I was you know, in the Christmas spirit,
yeah.
Not this anti-Christmas spirit that's out there that you say very pointedly. It is a very dark, you know, aspect on something that is traditional. And what is it all about anyway? I mean, God's greatest blessing to his creation. And people want to be so negative and so, you know, so cynical, they want to reject it. Well, go ahead, reject it. And that's your personal right in this country that we live in. You know, God bless you. And I mean that in every sense, the way I mean God bless you. Hey, go ahead and exercise your right.
Right.
But I think down the road, and I only say this by experience from somebody who's been there, done that. You will regret that because in that process of negativity and what this progressive movement is doing to our country, we're losing time and opportunity, Andrea.
Well, yeah, and I don't want to be dark at this point because we are talking about this is a joyful time. I love Christmas so much that I don't do any online shopping. I want to be out in the brick-and-mortar stores. I want to hear Nat King Cole singing.
Yeah, you and me both.
Chestnuts roasting.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Have you tasted chestnuts? You ever taste chestnuts?
No, because
yuck.
South. We don't.
I'm telling you, not to go cynical on you, but you know, hey, first time I go to New York, you know, you got chestnuts roasting. I'm thinking, hey, I got to try this out.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. And you get people, you know, like the ones that try to tell you that liver tastes good. They go, well, you just haven't had it. You just haven't had it roasted right or whatever.
That's what these Californians told me when I moved out here about sushi. Oh, you just haven't had sushi with me. Oh, it's going to taste better if I eat sushi.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, I didn't mean to get you to go dark. We were being so positive there for a moment. So, look at the sexcapades continue. And, you know, every day we wake up and there's another casualty here. We saw pictures of John Conyers flying. They made a point of saying he was flying coach going back to Michigan. Looks like he may not come back to the Beltway. The Black Caucus and his other constituents convinced him maybe that he needs to, you know, wrap it up and call it a day, 50 plus years and, you know, right off into the sunset. And so as we're managing that, we hear of the NBC firing of Matt Lauer.
Yeah, you know, funny how all these establishment types have been looking down their long nose at Republicans and propagating in NBC, in particular, this phony Republicans' war on women. And then, you know, as the curtain starts to get peeled back, as you said to me earlier today, we start to see who the real perpetrators of the war on women are. And, you know, to hear that Cokie Roberts said on Sunday that everybody in the media knew not to get in an elevator with John Conyers. How much did everybody know about Charlie Rose and Matt Lauer
right, exactly. And
Franken and all the rest of them and what they were doing to women and kept their mouths shut?
Exactly. Well, you know, from Hollywood to the Beltway and in boardrooms, Fortune 500 companies across the country, this is a disease that has infected the entire culture. I think it's quite ironic, don't you, that Matt Lauer, in his interview of O'Reilly, made it a point to talk about these indiscretions and these lawsuits, huh? Interesting how the one finger goes forward pointing and you got three coming back at you.
It's called projection, my friend.
There it is. Well, to be continued, Andrea Kaye on Bill Martinez Live. It's what people are talking around the cooler, right? I mean, this
Definitely.
Is all, it's nonstop. But, hey, the good news is Christmas is just around the corner, and we want it to be a Merry Christmas for all, right?
That's right.
You got
Thanks it. Thanks so much, Bill. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, Andrea. Take care.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
actual test.